Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. On this week's episode, we are getting spooky for Halloween. We discuss what we would ask a Ouija board, the scariest things we have ever seen, how we would turn a hayride into a Beyonce-themed bayride, and we call the queen herself, Queen Jackie, to ask her all about her brand new Halloween birthday. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble.
I hate everything about
Hi!
That. I hate everything about that.
Why?
It's too spooky.
Oh my god, well, it's a Halloween episode, Corey.
Oh.
That was my witch's cackle.
That's your gay gremlin.
Now, there's a long history of that witch's cackle, which is actually called the gay gremlin. But since it's Halloween, it's the witch's cackle.
Yeah.
Do you know the story about the gay gremlin?
I mean, we've been friends for a long time, and I know sometimes when you get drunk and you're walking outside, you'll just do it.
If I'm drunk enough and I lose my friends, you know how some people have like, yeah. To find their friends.
Yeah, that's yours.
That's mine. If I'm in a gay club and I need to find my people, I do a gay gremlin witch's cackle.
We've been on many a dance floor, and I've heard that cackle from across the bar.
It doubles as a mating call.
Usually people... because usually people run in the other direction.
Yeah, it's a mating call that doesn't work.
No, it's the opposite of a mating call.
What would that be?
A get away from me call.
It's kind of like, it's like pepper spray in a
way.
Yeah. Like if somebody like not cute is like grinding up on it, I just turn around and whisper in their ear a gay gremlin.
And you're like, hi, I'm Tyler. And then you cackle in their ear.
Yeah.
Where did this cackle come from?
Oh. I don't know why I just like hooted like an owl.
It's very spooky Halloween episode.
Where did it come from? Honestly, probably vodka. That's where it came from.
You were just drunk sitting alone in your apartment thinking, now, what noises can I make?
Honestly, and I don't know where it came from, but my friend Hannah, you remember Hannah, mm-hmm. Not the YouTuber, but a friend from college, also a lesbian, always makes me do it.
She loves the Grey Gremlin.
The
Grey Gremlin.
It also goes with my Gollum voice, which I also do when
I'm
drunk.
Let's hear it.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not drunk.
It's such a spooky week.
Very spooky.
Yeah.
You know what I did do? I went to a haunted hayride.
How was that?
Spooky dookie. I went with a boy. Different boy.
Wow, you've got boys for days.
You know who was there, who I sat with? Two people.
The boy that you went with, hopefully.
Yeah, he was there. Alex Newell.
Oh, from Glee?
Yeah, from Glee. He was with me, and I didn't even know we were going together. I show up, and he was in the group.
Did he have a date?
I can't speak to that.
Oh, interesante.
And then, you know, who else was there? J.R. Bourne from Teen Wolf.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everyone was there.
Our hayride was packed to the brim.
It was a star-studded hayride.
Yes,
was it spooky?
I will say I was not spooked.
Did you say, no?
I did say, but I didn't say no.
Were there apples or like cider or donuts anything?
This is where I need to get real.
Let's go there.
It is not a worthy hayride unless I am being fed.
So what you would say, was it a hayride or a nay ride?
It was not a sleigh ride.
Well, I hope not.
Not like a Christmas, like sleigh, S-L-A-Y.
Oh.
It was a nay ride.
I said nay ride.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a, I wish it were a filet ride.
Oh, I love that.
It was a little bit of a cray cray ride.
Did you ever like be on a hay ride and find like a snack in the hay?
And I'm all like, what?
Eating it?
No, like what? Like a candy
you're
corn?
You're sitting there and then all of a sudden like, oh.
A donut. Oh, my God. I would kill for a donut.
A filet.
I wish. No.
We should start you know a filet ride.
Oh, my God.
Ours.
You know what needs to exist? A bay ride. Like a Beyonce tour. Bay ride.
Bay
That's
ride.
It. That's it.
I want food at the bay ride.
What about like a J ride? What would that be? Like J birds? Is that a thing?
Yeah, sure.
Or
Or I thought you were talking about like Jay-Z.
No. A bay ride and a J ride?
Yeah.
Half of the bay, one side is bay, one side is
this is very much run the town tour or whatever they
Why
just
are we
had.
Giving them our ideas? You know they listen.
Well, good thing this is copyrighted.
You heard it, Beyonce.
You can't have our
if
bay
you
ride.
Go on a bay ride, I sway the game.
I will take all of your money.
A Monet ride?
No.
A Monet ride? Where you look at Monet artwork?
I don't
Where
love
are
that.
We?
I think we're on a sleigh ride looking for food.
You know
Always.
What?
That sounds like us. So what are we talking about?
Oh, it's Halloween.
Halloween.
This is
Halloween.
Halloween is Christmas for the gays.
I think
Agree
so.
Or disagree?
Agree.
Agree.
I think that's what it says on the Halloween Wikipedia page.
Yep.
Halloween, Christmas for the gays.
Christmas for the gays. Because, you know what? Traditional families in middle America, they celebrate Christmas with, like, you know, love and happiness and whatever.
Yep.
But the gays, we like to get dressed up.
Yeah.
So if there's a holiday that's a holiday,
we're going to put on our
What are we going to put on? You know what? I just had a little surprise Halloween party recently.
You did.
My favorite type of party is a surprise costume party.
Yes.
A costume party where they don't know they're coming to a costume party.
Right.
You walk in the front door and I say, surprise, it's a costume party.
Put something on. Here are your choices.
Reach into my bucket, which is also my pickup line, and pick a costume.
Pick a costume, put it on. Any costume, or just take off some things.
Yeah.
You never know. Sometimes I wear a costume under my normal clothes,
Do
just
you?
In case.
Okay, Spider-Man.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
So
what did you put on?
The day of your surprise Halloween
I don't
party.
Remember. I was so drunk. I apparently had a wig on at some point. I saw videos online the next day.
I was the jelly of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Who was your peanut butter?
I'm forever alone.
What was I? I was...
All of the cute boys, I was like, Pierre, put on the peanut butter.
I was
and they
in...
were like, meow.
Everyone was like not picking up what you were laying down. I was in a big beer cup costume.
Fitting.
Which was slimming.
Yeah.
Once I cinched the waist.
Yes. Always cinch a good beer stein.
If there's one piece of advice I would give you.
Cinching.
Cinch your waist, girl.
Whenever possible.
Makes you an hourglass.
Especially when you're wearing just a big, like, tunic-shaped item.
Beer costume.
Beer costume,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Right. So, that was a fun day.
That was fun. You know, my apartment almost caught on fire.
That would have been spooky.
That was very spooky.
Mm-hmm.
A candle exploded.
I was there for that.
There were embers everywhere.
That happened.
It burned through my carpet.
No.
Yeah. I have holes in my carpet now.
Whoa.
Yeah. I tried to pick up the glass. It was fused to my carpet, and I literally skinned my finger. Very spooky.
Did you bleed on your carpet?
Daddy did.
You went all out for this Halloween party.
Oh, yeah. You know who came?
Everyone?
Somebody from your favorite show.
Who? I know who came.
Say who came.
Hayden Moss.
Yeah.
From Big Brother and Survivor.
He won Big Brother and he was on Survivor. I was not expecting him to show up, but he came.
He was just there.
He was just there. Things happen, okay?
He was a cool dude.
Whoa. And he left with my hamburger costume.
No.
Yeah. I tweeted him the next day. I said, you have my hamburger costume,
That wasn't
sir.
Still a costume day?
No. It was wear a costume and politely take it off when you leave. Hayden?
Give me that burger back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's my new single. Give me that burger back.
I would kill for a burger right now.
Oh, my God. A spooky burger?
No. It's just a regular burger. Why has it got to be spooky?
Because it's Halloween. Okay, let's get back on topic.
Wait, I had one last thing about burgers. Have you ever had one of those, like, burgers that, like, but it's really candy, but it looks like a burger? Nobody wants that.
Yes, I have.
I want the real burger.
You want a candy-sized real burger?
No.
A slider? Called a slider.
I hate sliders, and you know that about me.
All it is an excuse to have more buns.
I know. Nobody wants more buns,
right,
hun.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. There's a burger place in L.A.
Okay.
That one of the toppings is what? You know exactly what I'm going to say.
Pig candy?
Yeah. What is that? And there's ketchup leather.
Oh, I'm always looking for pig candy and ketchup leather.
Daddy is too.
That's my drag name is Pig Candy.
Mine's ketchup leather. What a duo. Okay, back to Halloween. Can we talk about Halloween?
I pictured you dressed like Britney in the Oops, I Did It Again video, that like red.
That literally was ketchup leather.
That's
ew.
You for Halloween this year.
Oh my God.
Do you know what you're being for Halloween?
I don't know yet.
Why?
I mean, I got a costume. I don't know if I'm going to wear it.
You should do it.
I don't know. The whole costume is complete, but I don't know if it's, like, a good look. I need to try it on.
What have you been in the past?
In the past, I have been, you know, I've been Robin, because that was when I had a Batman.
Hmm.
I was a mime with another mime. I very much like couples costumes.
You're into couple
costumes? I was a sexy Mario, because I had a sexy Luigi. But this year, I'm Slangle.
No wonder you're struggling to come up with a
yeah, idea. I don't have a couple. Will you be my...
No!
Okay.
Unless you want to go as ketchup leather and pig candy.
I do.
Oh, I would love that.
The gays can't get married, so if there's one thing I'll say, I do too. It's a couple's costume.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What have you been in the past?
Oh, remember when we were in college and I was a robot?
Yes! And you were so drunk that you wouldn't speak English. All you would say was what?
Beep, boop, womp. I mean,
it was so funny. We went to a Halloween party and everyone showed up in like sexy costumes. And then here comes clogging in Corey Cool in a huge box, well, the least sexy outfit.
If you're gonna be a robot, it's gotta involve a box.
And you had buttons all over the box. And we would push the button, and each button would correspond to what?
Beep, boop, or womp.
So I would click your.
Click my womp. You know the reason I...
Hashtag click my womp.
Yes.
Womp is spelled with an W-H-O-M-P.
Womp.
Womp.
Click my womp. Womp.
Yep.
You know why I was a robot that year.
Why?
Because it allowed me to wear gray from head to toe.
Your wardrobe is what?
Gray from head to toe.
It's literally 50 shades of gray.
You are jealous that I'm a vision in gray. We've been over this.
You're a vision in nay.
Yeah. I'm a vision in happy whale gray.
Oh!
And you know that about me.
Wait! What color are you wearing right now?
Oh, my God. This is a gray-blue.
You're so snoring. That's
I know.
When you're boring and you make me snore.
Ah, so boring, I snored. Snoring.
There's a reason why it rhymes with core.
Are you going to any parties this year for Halloween? I'm moving on. I'm not talking about this anymore.
A Halloween party? I don't know.
You know whose party I'm missing that you're going to?
Whose?
Queen Jackie.
Oh, my God, you guys. My mother... Should we call her?
Do you want to call her?
Okay, yeah. I'm going to have her explain herself what is going on this Halloween, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to call Queen Jackie. Ready?
Let's call her.
Okay, ready? Here comes my mom. Let's see if she answers.
You know she's not doing anything.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I'm listening to Psychobabble right now.
Are you really?
I am the Antichrist? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Wait. Well, thanks for that promo. What do you think of the episode?
Have you lost your mind?
No, I haven't lost my mind. What do you like the episode?
Yes, it's very cute. I was laughing all the way till I got to that, and then my jaw dropped.
We're sorry.
Sorry, Jackie.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Wait, I'm just calling.
Corey, I think it was you. You're the one that threw me under the bus.
Oops. If the shoe fits.
If the demon fits inside your body.
Yeah, but it did at one point.
Wait, what? What are you trying to tell me? Did you ever have an exorcism? What are you?
No, I'm saying the demon did live inside my body about 25 years ago.
Oh, she's calling you the devil.
Girl. Are you calling me a demon?
Oh, I did it.
We are calling for a very specific reason. I have to ask you, I'm with some people right now, and I was trying to tell them the story, and they don't believe me. What happened to your birthday this year? What's going on?
You know what? Do you have to make fun of me about my birthday?
Tell the people. What are you doing?
I'm turning 50, and so my favorite time of the year is Halloween, so I want to celebrate it on Halloween. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
So you changed your birthday.
Okay. listen.
When's your real birthday? When's your real birthday?
Hey. I didn't have to change my birthday because I'm going to have two birthdays. But
oh, my God. I am my mother's son.
Of course she's having two birthdays.
Yeah. You can have as many birthdays as you want.
Is that the official stance on birthdays? You can have as many as you want?
Yeah.
I think the government disagrees with that.
You can do whatever you want.
What's your birth certificate say?
You know, what does my birth certificate say? It says... an angel was born.
The Antichrist was born.
The Antichrist was risen on what day, Jackie?
You know my birthday.
I know. January 23rd.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's how I remember it.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you you're not a Capricorn. What are you?
An Aquarius.
You know what, Corey? If you say that one more time.
What? That was Tyler.
It was not. He said, oh, my God.
Okay, well, I'm done talking to you. Shouldn't you be working?
Yes. I'm going to get me fired.
Don't say that. You're putting that out into the universe.
Okay.
Well, make sure you subscribe on iTunes.
Take care of your mother.
Hey, before you keep talking, don't.
What?
Later. Good luck with your life.
I love you.
Deuces.
All right. Goodbye.
Lord have mercy. Well, I'm glad to know that she listens to Psychobabble.
I know. Even if we do call her the Antichrist.
Yikes.
She loves it.
Yeah, she lives for that promo. So yeah, basically my mom is changing her birthday from January 23rd now to Halloween. Because why not?
She said it was because nobody comes to her birthdays in January.
Well, they all say that it's because of a snowstorm, even when it's not snowing. So she's like changing her birthday and she can be like, you can't say there was a leaf storm.
Newsflash, it's snowed on Halloween in Michigan before.
I can't wait to use that excuse. Even when I'm home for Halloween and staying at my mom's house, I'm going to be like, sorry, mom, it's snowy out. I can't come upstairs.
I can't attend.
Yeah. Are you coming to my mom's birthday?
I'm not. I didn't get an invite.
Whoa.
Because I called her the Antichrist and she's mad about it.
Oh, God. Okay. Corey.
Yeah.
Do you remember the time when this was back in college and I was living in that apartment building with those people? Do you remember that?
No.
I was living with my boyfriend at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a party and you came. I decorated. You must remember the Halloween decor.
Yeah.
And we had a Ouija board.
I remember.
Did you use the Ouija board?
We did. I think we didn't have the piece in the middle broken, so we used a shot glass instead.
Probably. Do you believe in Ouija boards? Do you think they work?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
For sure.
If you had to ask a Ouija board one question, what would you ask?
I would ask, is Queen Jackie the Antichrist?
I mean, it knows. In fact, I would say Queen Jackie's probably controlling it, and she's going to say no.
When's Katie going to win her first Grammy?
That's what you would ask?
Pressing stuff.
You know what she did win? You know exactly what I'm going to say.
The best ringtone at the Latin American MTV Awards in, like, 2009.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a feat.
Your fave could never.
I mean, my fave didn't that year, so I guess you have me beat.
You're right.
What would I ask the Ouija board? I would say, where is
Carmen Sandiego?
The closest Cheesecake Factory.
Oh.
That's what I would ask.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of makes me want to carry around a Ouija board at all times.
You get all your questions answered.
I could, yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Do I believe in a ghost? No. Though, I have had experiences with ghouls.
Is that your nickname for like an unattractive man at the bar?
Yes.
And then
you know when you're feeling a spirit grinding up on you at a gay bar?
Yes. Yes.
That's a ghoul. A creepy ghoul.
Get out of here, ghoul.
Yeah. Scram. And you know how to get rid of them?
You do the gay gremlin.
The gay gremlin.
Uh-huh. The witch's cackle.
The witch's cackle, gay gremlin at a gay bar. Get rid of the ghoul.
Have you seen those scary movies or shows where like a ghost pushes someone?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the movie Ghost.
I wish
Patrick Swayze.
Anything more. I don't wish anything more in the world other than I wish a ghost would push you.
Push me? Push me down or just, like, push me?
Like, you're in your bedroom on your emerald green carpet and the ghost grabs your leg and drags you.
First and foremost, it's not a carpet. It's a rug. Second and foremost, it's a bold emerald rug.
Yes.
Get it right. Get it tight.
Well, what if that ghost just grabbed your little ankle?
So you agree. I don't have kinkles. If it grabbed my little ankle as opposed to my big ankle?
Which one's little and which one's big? You know I forget this.
You're going to have to find out yourself.
This sounds like a nightmare.
I don't believe in ghosts. I do believe in my big ankle. Tyler's big ankle. Hashtag Tyler's big ankle.
Which one is it?
You'll just have to find out.
My big ankle.
Hashtag my big ankle.
I love it.
My big ankle or Tyler's big ankle? My big ankle.
My.
Hashtag my big ankle.
You can't put that apostrophe in there.
My big ankle.
I love it.
And tweet us pictures of your big ankle.
So speaking of scary things.
Can we talk about the time when they all tweeted us pictures of their big vein?
Yeah.
God, that was a real American horror story.
Truly. That's a real American horror story.
That is.
Speaking of the scariest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Which is your big ankle.
My big ankle.
Big
ankle.
What's the scariest thing you've ever seen?
Honestly.
No, be honest.
Have you seen the scariest thing I've ever seen was the chart position of Guy when Gaga released the single
that
Guy.
That debut 70-something hit?
G-U-I. That was terrifying.
No. Have you ever seen, a dead body? I mean,
you know I've seen a dead body.
Were you afraid at all?
No.
Did you think it was just a prop on the beach?
No. No.
What were you thinking?
I'm trying to think, what's the scariest thing that I've ever seen? I get spooked.
By spiders.
Yes. Mm. Yes. I once had to kill a spider on my own. It's the worst.
I feel like that's a single.
No. I feel like that's what makes me single. Because I can't kill a spider on my own.
Why are you afraid of spiders?
Oh, because here's the thing.
What do you think they're going to do?
Here's what's up. You know what they do. You hit them, but they still live, and they run, they scurry, they get away, and then they know where you sleep.
And they remember.
And they tell their spider friends.
That's the man with the blue hair who hit me.
Right. Well, I don't know if they can see blue.
True.
You know different animals have different colors that they can see.
Yeah.
You know that about animals.
That man.
You know that.
That man with the blue hair and the large ankle struck
me.
Whoa.
Yeah, the only thing they can see of me is my large ankle.
That's
and they
probably,
get intimidated.
They're going to try to bite that.
They fight back.
So much room to bite.
Are you afraid more of big spiders or little spiders?
I mean, either way, I would love a spider.
Do you love spiders?
No.
What are you afraid of?
Frogs.
I knew that. What's with that, Corey?
You know, okay. Don't get me started on defending myself. You know, when you're born, you don't get a checklist handed to you from the doctor that's like, pick what you're afraid of.
So you're afraid of a ribbit, ribbit?
Ribbit. Yes. They're just a ball of
goo.
Goo.
Are you afraid of a frog or a toad?
Both.
Both.
Their organs are just floating about in their body.
So are yours. Spoiler alert.
Whoa.
Among a skeleton.
But they've got, and there's that video of that person making the frog lick the iPhone because there's flies on the iPhone.
Yeah, I hate
and
that.
Then it bites the guy's finger.
There's a video.
Of what?
Of a monkey.
Oh, I hate this video.
A monkey assaulting
a frog. I hate it.
He takes the frog and he does things to the frog.
Yeah.
Now that, and you don't like that?
No.
It's taking out anger on your worst enemy.
I don't love it. Even seeing frogs creeps me out.
Okay.
I don't love it.
What am I afraid of? I mean, obviously spiders. I'm afraid of highways.
Are you?
Yeah. Trucks on the highway? Oh, there's nothing more terrifying.
Calm down. You're afraid of any car driving. You're always when I'm driving, you're like, ugh.
I have to close my eyes when you drive. I have to close my eyes when I drive. That's part of the problem.
That's why you're a great driver. Now, do you prefer tricks or treats?
Oh, I love a trick.
What about tricks or tweets?
I love a tweet. What do you prefer?
Oh, I love tricks. I'm just, one of my goals of mine is to hide in your apartment and scare you and film it.
There's nothing that scares me more. When we lived together, this is part of the reason why we don't live together anymore. Corey would hide behind nooks and crannies.
Mm.
Do you prefer a nook or a cranny?
I'll take both.
Oh.
Whichever one has more food in it.
I love a nook because you can read in the sun.
I refuse to laugh at that.
But I do love a cranny. No, Corey would hide in nooks and crannies and then spook me, and I scream every time.
Yeah. And you also punch. Where do you think you got your violent rage from?
Well, probably Queen Jackie.
Yeah. Is she a hitter?
Well, this got real. No, she never hit me. You know how she would punish me? No spanking. Spanking did not happen in my house.
Soap in the mouth?
Soap in the mouth.
Really?
I had a dirty mouth.
What would she, what would you say?
I would say, you know what? I was allowed to say anything. any word was on the table because my parents were like, they're just words. I could not say the C word, though.
Really?
That was the one word we were not allowed to say in my house.
So you would say that and get soaped in your
mouth? No, I would just say it's how I said the words. It's not the words themselves, but if I used them to, like, hurt people, then I got the soap in the mouth.
By C word, you do mean cranny.
Cranny. But look at me now, Mom.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha hee hee ha ha ho.
I told you.
Cranny. Once I flicked off my mom.
I did too, but I say
and
flip.
All my siblings laughed at me and I was shamed. They were like, really? And I was like, and that was like, at the time I was like, this is the meanest thing I could do to Queen Jackie.
I flipped off my mom once
too. But you say flipped?
I say flipped.
The only time I say the word flip is when I'm thinking of pretzel flips.
Oh.
Yum.
My mom loves pretzel flips.
I'm sure she does.
Mom, I'm sorry about that time I flipped you off. I will get you some pretzel flips.
Oh.
She likes the white chocolate ones better.
Well, who doesn't? This is the aughts. Is it the aughts? It's the teens.
I know.
Can we talk about that? It's been 100 years since we labeled the 19 whatevers, the early 1900s, as the aughts. Why we got to do that? Why we got to do it again in the 2000s?
I didn't mind the aughts. There were Razor cell phones.
The aughts were the most terrifying times.
Britney Spears.
If we're
going to
talk about spooky things that scare me, I'm going to say the aughts.
Really?
Yep.
Is it because of Destiny's Child?
I'm going to say it's because of Britney and Justin wearing denim on denim on denim at the award shows.
It's a good look.
They ought to not. Okay.
Okay.
What?
Tyler, you have to make a decision with what you're being for Halloween this year.
Do I have to already?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I need help.
Do you want to? Well, I found a group costume quiz since you want me to be your couple.
Will you be my couple?
No, but I'll help you with a quiz.
Okay. You know what we should be? I don't even need the quiz. We should be Brittany and Justin wearing denim on denim on denim.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait.
That would actually be iconic.
I would wear a wig.
I want to be Brittany.
No, you have to wear the cowboy hat as Justin.
No.
You're taller.
I look better in a wig.
Okay, well, that's not true. Okay, so let's take the quiz. What should my couple's costume be?
Okay, so question number one is like, pick a color of glitter.
Oh, fluorescent beige.
That is actually a choice.
Okay.
I would call it gold, but we'll go with fluorescent beige.
Okay.
Pick a group activity for like you and I. What do you want to do?
What about roller skating?
No. Oh. We got video games. We got board games. We got...
Ooh, board games. I love Scrabble.
Yes. We'll do the board games.
Okay.
Now pick your favorite Halloween, like, candy.
Ooh. I love... Is it 100 grand or 1,000 grand?
It's 100 grand.
I want that 100 grand.
It's not a choice.
Okay, well...
We've got, like, chocolate, candy
I love a
corn,
Rolo!
Cotton candy.
Okay.
Shark bites, fruit snacks.
Literally, what are these options?
I don't know.
Have you ever had those dumb neighbors who give you pennies or toothbrushes?
Oh.
I don't say fuck them often, but fuck them.
I've never seen someone give a toothbrush or a penny.
I had dentist neighbors and I had stingy neighbors.
But I've seen those gold coins that were chocolate in the middle.
Nope. No, thank you.
Okay, we're going to pick that as your favorite candy.
No, I want something actually that I like.
Like a candy corn, a cotton candy.
No.
Cadbury cream egg for some reason.
No.
Okay, we're just going with regular old chocolate.
Whatever, that's fine.
Pick a jack-o'-lantern.
Okay,
one with
I'm going to give you a direction. Are they in a grid system?
It's in a grid.
Middle one. Middle square, always.
Front and center?
Yes. Whoopi Goldberg of the options.
It's a mathematical pumpkin. There's an equation written on it.
Lord knows I love to solve a problem.
Okay.
Give me that long division.
Yep. Which part of the Trick or Treat song did you want to sing the loudest?
You like? There's a song?
Yeah, Trick or Treat, smell my feet,
give me something good to eat.
If you don't,
what?
I don't care, I'll pull down your underwear. So what's your favorite part?
Not the sexual assault part. I'm going to have to go with give me something good to eat because daddy's hungry.
That is also center square.
Oh, my God. Duh.
Pick a dog in a costume.
What a we got?
So there's a princess, there's a dog, not a pug, but wearing a pug costume.
Yes. Very meta.
Very meta.
I'm loving that.
What's your worst nightmare?
Oh, honestly, I used to have a recurring nightmare that E.T. would make me drink my own pee.
That and skeletons crawling out of your body.
Is that an option?
No.
Oh.
Here's the ones I've narrowed down for you.
Okay.
No one laughs at your jokes ever again.
Oh, my God. That's it. That's the one. That's it. Oh, my God. No.
That's more frightening than Thanksgiving being canceled.
Oh, but I do love a good cranberry sauce.
Okay. Pick a, favorite Halloween movie to watch.
Scream 3. Oh, Scream 4. My bad. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
It's actually not a choice.
Okay, good.
But, there's, Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yeah. Hocus Pocus. I'll go back.
I thought that's what you would choose.
Yeah.
Pick a favorite talking cat.
Salem. Is Salem on there?
From Sabrina?
From Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That question's actually very hard because Salem is a choice. Sassy from Homeward Bound?
Not Sassy. Because isn't that Sally Field?
Oh, yeah.
I love her more as the mom in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay. I picked Salem for you. And we've got a result. You know what you and I should be for Halloween?
What should we be, Quar?
You and your besties should be the Golden Girls.
Really?
You are pretty much champions of sneaking booze into places, and you make fun of each other a lot.
Okay, so if you were in the Golden Girls, who would you be?
I would be Dorothy.
Be Arthur?
Yes.
As Dorothy?
She's tall. She's sarcastic. Whoa. She's never got a man.
Whoa. I would obviously be Rose.
Would
Betty,
you?
Betty White.
Yeah.
Because I'm smart-ish. I wouldn't even know if I would say I have street smart or book smart.
I don't think you've got it all. Any of it.
You know what I do got?
A big ankle.
I got a big ankle. Oh. Hashtag my big ankle.
Lord.
Lord? She's 45. Almost as old as all the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Who would Lord be?
Wait, no. If we were the Golden Girls, we would need two more people.
Who would we cast?
Lord.
Lord as Sophia, obviously, because she's the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
And then who would be our slutty Blanche?
Oh. Who's a good slut?
Who's an empowered slut?
Yeah.
Because, you know what? Embrace it.
Right.
No
slut shaming.
No slut shaming on this podcast.
Never. What about...
I'm looking for a dirty girl.
A nasty girl.
Yes. Nick Jonas. Nick Jonas is our Blanche. Nick, if you're watching... We need you for our couple's costume.
Yes, call us.
Call
tweet us.
Lord, also, I already know Lord is in. You know, she's not up to anything.
No.
Maybe she's having a seance.
Aunts.
Seance. A Beyonce? Do you think Beyonce ever has a seance?
Yeah.
A Beyonce?
A Beyonce. Queen Beyonce, say.
Okay, so Halloween is this weekend. I hope you guys have a very safe Halloween. Let us know what you guys are going to be. I want to know. Comment on our Facebook page with what you're going to be. And once you have your costume, I want to see some pictures. Post them on the Facebook page. What's the Facebook page, Corey?
It's facebook.com/psychobabblepodcast.
If you haven't already, go like it. And if you like this episode, give us a review on iTunes. And while you're there, subscribe. It's free.
It's easy.
It's just one click.
A click.
Corey, how can they find you?
They can find me everywhere online at Corey Cool.
And you can find me at Tyler Oakley everywhere online. Let us know what you think of this episode. Again, use the hashtag MyBigAnkle.
MyBigAnkle.
Oh, my gosh. So spooky. I hope you guys have a good Halloween.
Be safe.
And
eat lots of candy.
Be spooky. Don't get a tummy ache. Tummy ache?
Oh, don't get a tummy
ache. It's like a stomach, but also a tummy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Later.
Later.
Knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.